From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting.
These brave
Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli troops in the West Bank for a third day on Saturday, following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. Mr. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protest across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab Muslim world. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of a strategic town it held near the border with Syria, before relinquishing it again over the following weeks. Iraq says it is now going to turn to attention to rebuilding many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who were displaced. Civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis says he decided not to attend the opening Saturday of a civil rights museum in Mississippi because President Donald Trump was scheduled to be there. Lewis, who is 77 years old, worked with Martin Luther King Jr. He was a civil rights icon in the initial establishment of civil rights. He led the civil rights march in Selma and spoke at the march in Washington in 1963. For the last 21 years, he has represented the state of Georgia in the House of Representatives. He was scheduled to be one of the main speakers on Saturday, but again, he bowed out in protest for Donald Trump's presence there. This is VOA News.